Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, Helios Deity Day, November 27th of 2016. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. And I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we want to talk about your OS or your operating system, what some people call the subconscious mind. My brothers and my sisters, today's message is so important because you automatically operate on this system, and most of us have never really identified the system. So the system is just like a computer system. So if you understand computers, then you understand your OS system. A computer is simply a reverse engineer than you. If you understand how a computer works, then you understand how you work. So my brothers and my sisters, it is so important that we at least know that you have one. Maybe, you know, for whatever reasons, you know, you're not into the whole bio system. you should be, but let's say you're not. Whatever reasons, you know, maybe that just doesn't float your boat. But at least understand that you have a bio system. Bio system is your IOS system. It is your operating system. And so if you understand your bio, and everybody has one, as an author, you have a biographic or a biography, which is your bio, autobiography, or simply your bio. It is a detailed description of a person's life. This bio involves more than just the basic facts, like your education and your work and your relationship. It actually portrays or lays out how you experience life and how you experience the events of your life. So the biography of a person is the bio of a person. So bio, my brothers and sisters, is how you have lived your life. But most people don't get a bio until after their life is over and they're dead. Then they don't need it. What if you could understand, and understand your bio before you die? What if you could write your own bio instead of your bio writing you? See, a biography, again, it's basically your resume, if you will. So a biological is a biographical. So your biology is your biographic or biographic key. That's not a word, I'm just making it up. But it's simply the authorized biography. Now, people write a unauthorized biography, and some people may write the autobiography. So a authorized biography is written with the permission and the cooperation of the person's heirs. So when you die, I go to your family and I say, I want to write a authorized biography. Now, I could write a unauthorized biography, but the point of the matter is I'm writing a biography or a bio. Now, all of your events that took place in your life are contained inside of your bio. And so instead of waiting till after you die to write your bio, because your bio is your life, how about you write your bio now, right now, today? Today you can write your bio. You can write your operating system, and guess what will happen? As a man saith in his heart, so is he. Whoa! Let me say that again. Now, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, but it should say, as a man saith, because saying is thinking, and thinking is saying. So as a man thinks or thinketh. Let it sink in, because as a man thinketh. That was a great book written by James Allen with that same title. It's also a Helios Biblios, or a Bible verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 7. So all I did was I just examined, and I still examine the way that I think. I don't try to change it. Oh, now this is where the rubber meets the road. I am not trying to change my system. I'm just trying to identify it, and I've tried to work with it. Now, could you change your operating system? Absolutely. A computer, you can take out a Microsoft, and you can put in Linux. Or you can put in, you know, an Apple operating system. But you could change your operating system. Or you could learn your operating system. So today, my brothers and sisters, really simply, let's go through this operating system so that way you understand that you have one and it's running your life. It's your subconscious brain, and it's either, you know, running you in the dirt, or it's turning you into a genius, a mastermind, because you've learned to live like, this is my crash and burn time. That's my operating system. So I understand. Now, we're going to be talking about the cerebral spinal fluid. There's a certain time, there's a certain day, one day out of every month. You have 12 opportunities a year, 12. That's it. And during this one day, if you withstand from sexual activity, during this one day, the cerebral spinal fluid, when it goes down to the base of the spine, the spinoid bone does something. It acts as a pump. It's the only time during this your biological system, operating system, that it pumps the cerebral fluid all the way back up to the brain. But if you ejaculate during this time, then you exhaust, if you want to use that term, that cerebral, which is the cerebrum, and a cherubim is an angel, and so it is this angelic, it's liquid light. It is liquid sound. It is liquid love, God, if you will. And if it gets back into the brain, it illuminates. You become illuminated. Now, that's all kind of books on sex magic and all this kind of stuff. You know, and I'll break it down a little bit during the series that is called, the Egyptians called it the Ankh. If you look at the Egyptian Ankh, they call it Ankh, Ankhing. Instead of effing, they call it Ankhing, where we get the word anchor. So to be anchored, as I said before, it requires you to understand this basic bio system, this basic operating system. So you suffer from a lack of knowing your operating system. We all do. So the ancients, what they did, Constantine replaced the constellations, and the constellations tell you day of the month that your operating system acts on, but nobody knows. Do you know what day of the month is your day? It's in your natal birth chart. It's inside your Dear Canoe report that I gave you. But see, without this gnosis or this knowledge, then we don't have the understanding to become christened, to become Christ, due to allow the land to flow with milk and honey. That's part of you. But do you know your own operating system? Yeah, if I'm a betting man, I'm going to put my money on. You don't. I'm still learning mine. Operating system is the program that, after being initially loaded into a computer, which is you, by a boot program. So you got a boot, you got a kick in there, and then poof, you became a living soul. So let me make sure you understand what I just said. So the operating system doesn't work until you get a kick in the boot, a kick in the aspiritus. Without this kick in the aspiritus, the operating system doesn't work. Let's understand. It's like a computer. So the operating system works when the computer main memory, or what they call the RAM, the random access memory, and inside of your brain, guess what you got? You got a RAM. Guess what the Bible calls it? A lamb. So everywhere in the Bible where it talks about the Lamb of God, the grantor of destinies, everywhere in the Helios Biblios, when it says the word lamb, talking about the random access memory, it is talking about the RAM. And as I will break down in the next series, the cerebral spinal cord fluid, it is filled with this fluid. And that your brain looks just like a ram. That's why all of the ancient texts, every picture of Moses, he had horns. These horns represent the ram's horn. Now, once the operating system is loaded, whatever operating system you got, now it's ready for the user, you, to run the system applications. The applications does not work until somebody boots it up. That means that the random operating system is stalled or installed into the random access memory or the brain or the RAM or the LAM. So the Lamb of God represents the random access. So the Helios Biblos is actually a biological book. It's your, the Bible is your operating system. So, but it's written in code. Constantine personified the code, meaning that he gave the code human attributes. Before Constantine, the code was the code. It was very easy for anybody to understand because it was, again, it was the human anatomy that allows you to function or to override your electricity that manifested your chemistry. So you could control your chemistry and your electricity by understanding your biology, which is just your operating system. So your operating system was given to you. God blew the breath of life into you. Basically, poof, he kicked you in the aspiritus, if you will, and he put something inside of your random access memory. Even before these scenes, they had these things called, or these people called, the Magi. The Magi was magicians. All of the Christians used to be Christian magicians. Now, these magicians understood what I'm trying to express, expose, and expand, that I'm trying to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. They understood how the operating system works. But that all changed when Constantine showed up. And so now your random access minute, first of all, your operating system, which is, again, loaded up into a computer's random access memory. And so this operating system that is loaded up into your computer's random access memory by a boot program, it manages all other programs in the computer. Let me say that again. It manages. That's why I get the word cleronomics. The word cleronomics means the management of all systems. The management, my brother. The management, my sister. Your operating system manages your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, your intellect. So, like, I'm operating on 3 hours of sleep. So, for whatever reason, my operating system is at night when everybody else is like, and everybody else is knocking them out, I'm wide awake, 3 o'clock in the morning. Since the age of 8, I've been popping up like clockwork. Now, I used to fight that system. I try to go to bed, you know, I would eat, I would do all this other kind of stuff at 3 or when I'm up at night. Now, I study. I write shizness down. I do stuff during that time because that's my operating system. Now, other people try to change my operating system. People get pissed off because I operate like that. Now, if I was young, dumb, and stupid like I used to be, I would agree with people and I would try to sleep during that period. And I would just lay in the bed and stare at the walls. Now, I understand my operating system. And so if somebody has a problem with that, they got to take it up with the programmer. I did not design, but I can override it or I can go with it because it takes years to override your subconscious operating system, years to override it. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, the heart, my brothers and sisters, is it actually hidden inside of a secret compartment in the brain, which we're going to break down during this series. Now, the heart manifests itself inside your biological heart, but the heart is actually inside of your biological brain. This is part of this oscillating and vibrating system. And so without you understanding what I've just said, that means nothing to you. So what did I just say? I just said that the subconscious mind, again, is not logical. It is the feeling part of the mind. It is the source of all your love, all your hate, all your fear, all your jealousy, all of your envy, all of your sadness, all of your emotions, every desire, everything that you feel. So the source of all feelings is the subconscious brain. So this is very important. Let's say that you are a person that is extremely you exhibit a very strong emotion of anger. And you know that you get angry and it's illogical, meaning that you know you ain't got no reason, you just wake up pissed off. You know you don't really have a reason to be pissed off, but you still pissed off. You don't know why. So the subconscious brain, it reasons, or it operates in what they call induction, not objectively. So if you tell it not to be angry, not to be angry, your subconscious mind doesn't understand that. Conscious mind does. The conscious mind thinks in words. It thinks objectively. So if we think objectively, the word mother, if I say the word mother, what comes to your mind? A parent, right? Your mother, your female parent. Consciously, the word mother presents a image of a female parent. That's the conscious brain. The subconscious brain, on the other hand, is subjective. It's not objective. The subconscious brain, if I say the word female parent, you don't know this, but the subconscious brain adds. So whenever you hear the word mother, all kinds of feelings are aroused based upon what your mother did or did not do to you as a child. The subconscious brain doesn't think in pictures. It thinks in feelings. The conscious brain thinks in pictures. So you put a picture in the brain to override the feeling in the subconscious brain. Unfortunately, the conscious brain is one-third the size of the subconscious brain. So your feelings override your pixels or your pictures. So you have to force your pixels to override your feelings. In other words, you got to use reason and logic to override love and compassion. Because a lot of times the love and compassion is not love and compassion. It's hate. It's anguish. It's envy. It's strife. It's jealousy. It's all of these feelings. Because when you feel fear, jealousy, sadness, anger, all of these feelings, it's because I said the word mother. And your mother used to beat the snot out of you when you was a kid. And you remember that because your memory is held in your subconscious. That's your random access memory. It's in your subconscious brain. So the subconscious brain feels the word. The conscious brain pictures the word. So you got a war going on between pixels and feelings. And your operating system is based upon feelings. It's based upon waves, vibration. It's based upon electricity. So I have to override my electricity with my pixels or with my pictures. Unfortunately, it's a long time to override your random access memory, to override the subconscious brain, to override the subconscious brain. Now, can you do it? Absolutely. People do it all the time. But the goal is to understand, first of all, understand that you got one before you start to try to sit out to change one. So all of the programs in your body are called applications. Now, brothers and sisters, I know I'm saying a lot of stuff. I don't want you to remember all of this stuff. All I want you to simply realize is that I got a system. I have a bio. And I need to understand how it works. And then after I understand how it works, I'll make a decision if I want to change it. But for now, the only thing I want to do is to understand it. So your operating system basically is the thing that runs all of the applications. Sometimes you have to reboot your operating system. This simply means that you have to reload the operating system. Now, all computers have the ability for you to reload your operating system. Now, this is so important because all computers have a mainframe. Now, the term boot is a term in computers, a system boot. It simply means, have you ever heard of the term bootstrap? I don't know if you've heard of the term bootstrap, but in economics and self-help, they used to tell me, hey, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So your bootstraps were simply, it's a leather boot that enables you to pull on the entire boot. So it means pulling yourself up by your bootstrap. It simply means the ability to leverage yourself to be successful. So bootstrapping or booting of a operating system by loading up your operating system is a term basically means to pull yourself up again. So bootstrapping, where we get the word, to reboot your system. So the way that you bootstrap, again, A bootstrap is a small strap or a loop at the back of a leather boot that you put your finger in it and you pull. And this enables you to pull on the entire boot. So a bootstrap, a boot, is the thing that assists you with pulling on the entire system. And so when you boot a computer or you reboot a computer, you do something to the computer to activate the entire computer. Bootstrap or boot. So you have to boot up your operating system. Now, that was done initially by God, but you have to, sometimes you need to reboot your computer system. That means you have to reload. That means you have to re-leverage. That means you have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. That means that for you to be successful, you have to, you have to pull yourself up by your bootstrap. You got to do that. Computers work on the same system. Now, if you pull yourself up by your bootstrap, again, it activates the applications. So your operating system is booted, and then sometimes you have to reboot it. What does that mean? To reboot your system, you're doing exactly what I'm doing. What am I doing? I am looking at my systems, and I'm seeing how they work. And then I want to charge them up. I want to activate them. Again, you go in the direction of where you look. So basically, what you're doing right now is rebooting your system. Why? You're identifying that you got one. Now, your computer has applications. Your body has applications. You got an operating system that controls all of the applications in your body. Now, on a computer, the application system is just simply, again, it's a program. Applications simply means program. Now, your heart is a program. Your lungs is a program. Your eyes is a program. Every organ is a program or something that is designed to perform a specific function. Let me say that again. A program is something that is designed to perform a specific function. Let me say that again. A program, which is an application, which is part of your operating system. Your operating system controls your program. So all of your programs, they design your heart, your lungs, your liver, everything, again, has a particular specific function. So don't try to change the function of your heart, brother. It beats automatically. It's on an automatic. It's an auto program. Your operating system, though, controls it. So if I want to control my heart rate, I control my operating system rate. If I want to control my lungs and my kidneys, if I want to control any program, I don't focus on the program. I focus on the operating system. If I want to control any application, I don't focus on the application. I focus on the operating system. Now, the operating system is the master program that, after being initially loaded into your computer, your DNA into you, it manages automatically all of the smaller programs in the body. So all of the other programs are called applications or programs. These programs, again, use the operating system by making requests for services through the defined programs interface. That is, again, the synapses. That's what biology is. Biology is simply the interaction between the program, operating system, and the applications or your body's synapses. Now, the operating system does what? Your operating system performs all of the services of the program. It tells the program what to do through a biological interface. Now, brothers and sisters, we could get really, really deep into this. But all I need you to identify is your program, your operating program. Now, again, your operating program is your ruling disposition. Now, your ruling disposition, you are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. Let me say that again. You are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. So your spirit is in charge of all of the multiple programs, little spirits, if you want to use that term, that are running all at the same time. Right now, my heart, my liver, my spleen, everything inside of my body is operating, is multitasking. So your spirit controls the electricity. Your electricity controls your biology. So again, your biography is your bio system. It is the way that you live it, your life. Now, it manages all of the memory and all of the programs. It handles all of the input and output data. It sends and receives. It brings everything into context. Basically, your spirit. So your spirit is your ruling disposition. Your ruling disposition controls all of the subatomic levels, simply meaning that all you got to do is, like, how do you think? Have you ever stopped and wondered and asked yourself that question? Like, what you think is easy, but how do you think? Like, let's be honest. What is will and what is power? See, the conscious mind has a sense of awareness. It knows nouns. It knows persons. It knows places. And it knows things. The conscious mind. The conscious mind knows that it knows. Now, the conscious mind knows people. It knows places. It knows things. This is, I'm breaking down your spirit. I'm breaking down your operating system. Your operating system is combined with the conscious and the subconscious brain. It's not the brain. It what operates the brain. Conscious mind, for the most part, filters the impact of input to the subconscious mind. So the conscious mind is a filter that prevents anything from getting into the subconscious mind that would adversely change your subconscious mind, because your subconscious mind controls you. Your subconscious mind is your operating system, but it's based upon feelings. It's not based upon facts. The conscious brain filters out. It doesn't filter in. The conscious brain blocks. If your operating system is jacked because of your environment and your culture growing up, you are in deep kimchi. That's the problem. If you suffer from the psychological effects of slavery, so you don't understand, like, white people, well, let me rephrase that, rich people have operating systems that are not jacked. Now, rich people's operating systems is based upon their operating statements. Remember during my Clarinomics program, I told you to write your operating statement. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember inside of building, which I know you, especially everybody that's part of the Clarinomics program, you already have planned, you have your dream statement, your mission statement, your purpose statement, your vision statement, your goal statement, your responsibility statement, and your operating statement. It's a state that you are meant to operate in. Now, your operating statement is the statement. It is a verbal statement of how you are going to conduct the daily operations of your business. So in every business plan, the mission statement tells people what you are being, doing, and having. The mission statement tells people what. So you ask me, Brother Will, what is your mission? I am going to tell you what I am being, what I am doing, and what I am having, because that is my mission. My mission is to uplift the spirit of humanity. That is what. Now, my purpose statement is why. My mission is what. My purpose is why. You must have those to do in your personal life. Do you know that? Your personal life, what are you personally doing? what are you doing and why are you doing it? Do you know the answer to those two questions? In the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, in your relationship, what the are you doing and why the are you doing it? Do you know? So you're in a relationship and you don't know what the beep y'all are doing and you don't know why the beep y'all doing it. Then you ain't got no relationship. Why? You don't got an operating system. You don't got an operating statement. So the brain don't know what the beep you're doing. So in the areas of wealth, what the beep are you doing and why the beep are you doing it? So if you don't understand those two statements, mission statement, brother, purpose statement, those two things are the foundation of every human and human on the planet. That's how they control you because they know you're a computer. Who you think built you, brother? Who you think designed you? All of this is inside of the series Westworld. There's some Anunnaki entity somewhere with this little computer module. He controlling you because he that fool built you. He put your operating system in you. So he's manipulating your feelings because he knows you or you feel. You bring about what you feel about. And the more you feel, then the more you drill. And so you go in there and you like in the military. You know, in the military, they said, hey, let's go drill. Drill meant that you went to the parade deck. It was a plane. It was a platform. It was flat. And you went out there and you marched around in circles like a freaking robot for hours practicing your drill. And so we would go out and we'd come to attention and we said, then we said, forward, march. Everybody started left, 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 right, left. And we was like freaking robots. And then they would say, column left, march. And everybody make a left turn, left turn. And then in the military, they would tell us about face. And everybody would turn around. And then they would say, in the military, they would say, parade, rest. And then they would give us commands while we was on the parade deck and we was doing drill because we was under the commands. The military drill system is the same way that you operate your system. The military, again, all of the rank structure in the military is based upon the demonic structure. Every name in the military, brigadier general, lieutenant general, major, you know, captain, lieutenant, you know, master sergeant, gunnery sergeant, all the way down to the boot private. Why is the private called a boot? Because you got to boot your system. The private is the entry level rank. It's an E0. When you go into the military, you are a buck private. The military system is based upon the demonic system, and it's based upon, again, the numeric system of the Anunnaki. And if you overstand that, then you overstand your controllers. That's how they control you. The same way they controlled me when I was in the military, and you became a drill sergeant. And I went to drill instructor school so I could learn how to drill people. Because when I was performing a drill, I was controlling them. I was changing their operating system. So that's why when you go into the military, you go in one way and you come out brainwashed. They downloaded. They rebooted you, brother. They rebooted you, sister. That's why you call it a boot private when you go into the military or a buck private. And when you come out, you go in one way and you come out another way. So if you want to understand how the world works, look at the military, especially the Marine Corps, because the Marine Corps, unlike other branches of the service, is the most dictative. It's the most. There is no such thing as no democracy in the Marine Corps. You do exactly what you are told, no more, no less. Why? You are a freaking program. You are a robot. So all I'm simply saying for you to do is to understand your program. And then one day you take the pen and paper and you write your own freaking script. And you be the director and the star of your own freaking program. But that requires two things. Number one, mission statement. Number two, purpose statement. Mission statement, what the beep are you doing? Purpose statement, why the beep are you doing it? And then we could talk about the vision statement. What do you see while you're doing it? Vision, what you see. We're going to talk about the goal, not the role, the goal statement. Goal, end game. What's your end result? What and why? What is the objective statement? The objectives is your strategy or your plan. What is your strategy or your plan to achieve your goal? Then what about your action statement? What steps are you taking to take you in the direction of fulfilling your operating statement? What about your responsibility statement? What is your responsibility? What is your obligation? Who and what and why are you responsible to it? And then the foundational statement, your operating statement, my brother. Your operating, your OS, your bio. This is the course of living. Your operating statement is the state that you maintain for daily operations. Your operating statement is how, not what, not why, but how you will operate. So I'm asking you today, my brother, I'm asking you today, my sister, how are you going to be and do what you said in your mission and your purpose statement? Your what and your why, your operating statement is your how. So how in the beep are you going to do what you said that you're going to be and do? Oh, you don't know how you're going to do it? Well, you don't have an operating statement, my brother. Your operating statement is how you, what is your daily, moment by moment, second by second state. The operating state meant, it is the mental state that you are meant to operate in. So right now they are telling you your operating statement, and they are drilling it into your head through this, putting you on a plane called Earth and performing military commands called laws and statutes, and they running your life the same way the military ran my life when they gave me a uniform code of military justice. Notice the code is uniformed. Now, have you ever heard of the UCMJ? Now, I was legal in the military, so I performed all of, again, what they call in the military, when anybody violated this uniform code of military justice, and then we would basically administer the military's system of justice, and we would take stripes or take their money. We would reduce them in rank. Let me say that again. We would reduce them in rank. Let me say that one more time. If you don't operate according to the system, if you violate the uniform code of military justice, notice the justice is military. And if you don't go with the system after you rose, you raise your right hand and you swore constitution of the United States of America against enemies, all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if you go against that code, that's your operating system, that's your state, that's your mental disposition every day, all day. Well, in the areas of wealth, in the areas of health, in the area of wisdom, in the area of relationship, you have a operating statement, but you don't know what it is because they gave it to you, and you've been on autopilot because the subconscious brain, again, operates on feelings. The conscious brain operates on reason and logic. But unfortunately, what you feel about is what you bring about, not what you think about. So the word think actually means feel, because the heart emits 100 times as much electricity and magnetism than the brain. And so your operating system is the program that was initially downloaded into your body by a boot program. And this boot program, again, is cladonomics. It manages all of the other programs of the body. And so this is called applications. These applications, again, are simply programs. Now, a program is how you oscillate. Now, you manage or you operate just like a computer, whether you are using Windows, whether you're using Macintosh, whether you're using Linux, all of these are operating systems. These operating systems control every program that operates out of a computer. Programs have what they call embedded operating systems. These embedded systems, again, are subconscious. What does that mean? That means that the conscious mind has a sense of awareness. It knows nouns. It knows persons, places, and things, like I said before. So the conscious mind knows what it knows. The conscious mind contains knowledge that you have obtained over years of experience in reading and learning. So the conscious mind has will. Now, willpower is the ability of the conscious mind to initiate what you want to be, do, and have. You use your will. It's called dilemma. Now, this will is the thing that directs every thought and every action inside of the operating system. So your will supplies you. Now, remember, the soul is made of the mind, the will, the emotions, the imaginations, and the intellect. Your operating system controls these five things. So your will supplies you with the direction by which you think. You have supposedly free will, although I believe it's limited, but you do have that. But the subconscious brain, oh, man, the conscious brain contains the will. The subconscious brain, that is the source of the emotions or the electrical energy. So your brain produces electrical power. They say, based upon wattage, your brain could produce anywhere from 25 to 30 watts of power. So the subconscious mind transmits these thoughts into urges that we call energy or emotions or impulses or twitches or nerves or your neurological pathway. Your subconscious mind does this. Brothers and sisters, your subconscious mind is not logical. Your subconscious mind is not based upon reason and logic. It's based upon feeling. The subconscious brain is the feeling apparatus of the brain. It is the source of all love, all hatred. All of the emotions is inside of the subconscious brain. So the source of all the feelings is in the subconscious mind. So the subconscious mind, again, is totally different from the conscious mind. So the energy inside the subconscious mind is inexhaustible. Functions for eternity, or can function for eternity, 24 hours a day, all day, nonstop, because the subconscious brain is the operating system. It operates autonomously, automatically. It does not need the help of the reason and logic. So the love and compassion are the emotions. Now, what's interesting is the subconscious brain uses all emotions, not just good ones. And the subconscious brain cannot make a determination between good and evil. The subconscious brain only responds to stimuli. The conscious brain determines if the stimuli is good and evil. But once it has been established, man, it is very difficult to override the subconscious brain. Why? The subconscious brain does not take or accept anything from the conscious brain that does not validate the existing belief. So if I believe that all Caucasian people listen to country and Western music, my subconscious brain will only receive stuff from my conscious brain validates all Caucasians listen to country and Western music. So every Caucasian that I consciously see will be listening to country and Western. And my brain will consciously block out every Caucasian that listens to rap music or listen to jazz or listen to classical music because it doesn't align with my belief system. I don't know if you understand the power of what I just said. So your job is to step outside of your body and don't operate inside of your conscious brain or your subconscious brain. But you do what the Bible says when it says bring every thought into captivity. So you have to force feed your conscious brain because your subconscious brain. Because your subconscious brain right now is rejecting reality. Once you establish your belief system, that becomes your operating system. So your belief system is your biological system. And your biology controls your electricity. And your electricity controls your chemistry. So I must change your biology. That is your beliefs. And your belief system is your BS system. It's your bullshit system. Now, I know you are in love with your belief system. And I know that you think that your belief system is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I do too. I think my belief system is off the hizzle for shizzle. Unfortunately, the Helios Biblios tell me that there is none righteous, no, not one. So I know that my belief system got holes in it. My job is to find the holes and patch it up. So the subconscious brain, again, is this wonderful thing, for lack of a better word, that operates effortlessly, takes no conscious effort for your subconscious brain to act. None. Your subconscious brain, your heart, it takes no conscious effort for your heart to beat. It takes no conscious effort for your lungs to none. It takes no conscious effort for your kidneys to filter. It takes no conscious effort for your spleen and your liver to work. It takes no conscious effort for your stomach. It takes no conscious effort. Let me say that again. It takes no conscious effort for whatever is in your subconscious brain to work. So let's say your subconscious brain thinks that, you know, pedophilia is cool. It takes no conscious effort for pedophiles to do what they do. None. That's why they look at you crazy when they get caught. And they don't understand why you're punishing them. Because their subconscious brain, their belief system is whack. According to the moral code that we have, pedophilia is not cool. But people who suffer from, again, a bad subconscious brain, their conscious brain blocks out the fact because it doesn't align with their subconscious brain that feels, because remember, when was it established? Your subconscious brain is sealed between the ages of 6 and 8, according to medical science. So whatever you experienced between the age of birth until you were 6, 7, or 8, that's your subconscious brain. So you got a child. Now, I'm 50-plus years old. So you mean to tell me I have an 8-year-old kid running my life? Look at the choices that I've made, brother. Look at the decisions that I've made. It looks exactly like an 8-year-old kid. No adult would have had 50-plus jobs. No adult would have reason and logic would have moved out and left their family 25 times. No adult would have went through freaking 20-plus cars. No adult would have, no person that have reason and logic. My decisions are not based upon reason and logic. What are they based upon? They're based upon the feelings and the emotions of an 8-year-old kid who was abused when he was little and raised in a freaking cult. So my subconscious mind transmits this energy in the form of an urge, in the form of an emotion, in the form of an impulse, in the form of a nervous twitch, in the form of a feeling. And so I go into a crowd or I get into a good relationship and I sabotage it because I got a twitch, because I got a feeling. I can't put my feeling on it, but I feel like all of my caregivers going to stab me in the back, because when I was a kid, all my caregivers stabbed me in the back. So I got trust issues because everybody that I freaking trust, like my best friend in high school slept with I had 4 girlfriends. This fool slept with all 4 of them behind my back. I was an adult before I found out. So if you call yourself my friend, dude, I'm watching you like a hawk. Why? I don't have friends because the 8-year-old kid had certain things happen to him when he was a kid. My job is to identify it, not to change it. Once I identify how I feel, once I know what I feel and why I feel, that feeling doesn't run my life no more. So now, as an adult, if I meet a friend, I could trust that friend because I use my reason and logic to override my love and compassion. Because my love and compassion is whack. My definition of love is faulty. It's flawed. Because all this time I thought I was in love. But my definition of love is based upon control. My definition of love is based upon antitrust, not trust. My definition of love is I only let you in so far. That's it, brother. You ain't getting in. No, you don't come into the inner sanctum. I'm sorry. Yeah, but you my I'm your wife. I don't give a what the hell does that mean? Dude, your wife, that's the person that sticks you in the back. That's what I saw growing up as a kid. That's what I believe. So marriage to me is just a freaking piece of paper. It don't mean nothing. Why? I didn't see no marriages that meant anything. Every marriage I saw was a sham. All my brothers had three families. All them fools had families in other states. They all was over-the-road truck drivers. Every state that they went to, they had a freaking family in that state. That's what I saw growing up as a kid. Now, does that mean that is right? No. That's just what I experienced. And so my subconscious brain, my operating system was faulty. It was built on a set of systems that's not operational. There's a better system. So my brain has to be rewired. That's why I wrote the book, Neurotheology. How to, because I had to rewire mine. Because, and I'm still rewiring mine. Because once you understand this, my brothers and sisters, then you start to take what I call control of the inner game. See, the subconscious mind can do all of the operations without mental effort. So for me to feel this feeling of distrust, it takes no mental effort. You don't have to do anything. You walk up to me and say, hey, Brother Will, I like you, man. You know what? I want to join forces with you. Let's do this. My subconscious brain says, don't trust that dude or that dudette. Why? I don't know. I just got a feeling. What is it based upon, though? It's based upon a memory that I had a long time ago that is faulty. So the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. Now, remember, the conscious mind has the will. The subconscious mind has the power. So when the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are in harmony, you have will, power. You have no power without your subconscious mind. You would have no desire without your conscious mind. The reason that your life is not more effective is because your operating system is not operating together. You have disharmony instead of harmony. One of the most important things, and this was covered in 1920, I think it was, by Emil Kohut, C-O-U-E, over in Europe. His words, a renowned psychologist that understood that the conscious mind and how it works. And he made this statement that every day we get better and better in every way. Or every day you get bitter and bitter in every way. So Kohut, C-O-U-E, said, when will and imagination are in conflict, imagination always wins. In other words, when the conscious brain and the subconscious brain are in conflict, the subconscious brain always wins. So you have reason. That's why everybody says follow your heart, because your heart is your subconscious brain. Unfortunately, the subconscious brain, the subconscious mind wins because it has the power. It has the electrical power that controls the chemical power. The conscious brain, all it has is the biology. So the two-thirds of the brain overrides the one-third of the brain. So all of this talking that I've been doing for the whole hour, let me make sure that you understand this. The subconscious brain can do all of the operations of living your life without the conscious brain. The frontal lobe, you could cut it out your head, and you would function just fine. The subconscious brain, your operating system, does not need the conscious brain. The conscious brain is the neocortex. It's the one brain. Because the subconscious brain is based upon the paleo and the reptile. That's why it operates your spinal cord and it controls your CSN, your central nervous system. And it controls your CSF, your cerebral spinal fluid, unless it's overridden by the one, the Christ, the Christos, the anointing, the oil, the balm of Gilead. That's why CSF, Christ spinal fluid, is so important, because it overrides the conscious brain. The conscious brain is your ally, it's your asset. You got to win it over to your side. You have to override it. But how you do it, brothers and sisters, is very important. One more time, and this is really important. The conscious brain or the conscious mind cannot do tasks. The conscious brain cannot do any task. Simple motor functions cannot be done with the conscious brain. The subconscious brain does and can do all of the difficult tasks effortlessly, perfectly, as long as it's not interfered with by the conscious brain. To life is getting rid of your conscious mind. Now, that's if your subconscious mind ain't whacked. Because your conscious mind is reason and logic. The subconscious is love and compassion. The conscious mind is the place where the will is. Now, remember, it's five elements. One element is in the conscious mind, willpower. So your soul is made up of mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. So your mind, emotion, imagination, intellect, subconscious. The will, conscious. So willpower is his power. So God gave you the will or reason and logic because he knew that the operating system was whack. And so now the will is designed to assist the subconscious mind. But unfortunately, the subconscious mind is single-minded. And that creates double-mindedness. So we got to bring the neo-consciousness or the one mind so that way you operate on one-mindedness. In conclusion, all I'm simply saying is conscious mind has all the will. It has no power. You got this desire because based upon reason and logic, I want to have reason and logic tells me I need to get a job, pay my bills. But unfortunately, my subconscious mind says something different. That's why I've had 50-plus jobs. So I will never have a job until I can override whatever in my subconscious brain that tells me every time I go to work, quit, 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 because of what I saw. My dad is, what, I was 80 years old. That fool's had I don't know how many jobs. Me and my dad are like identical twins. So anytime I want to know something about myself, I go talk to my dad. I just go look at him. And so if I don't get my shizness together, 20 years from now, I'm going to be in the exact same position as my dad. Same operating system. Because what my dad did to me, his dad did to him. And I did to my son. So if I don't change it, the sins of the father is passed down to the son, to the third and fourth generation. That's what the Bible says. The subconscious mind has the will. It knows what is right and wrong. It has reason. That's where the word of God is. So the conscious brain says, give, and it shall be given to you. But the subconscious brain says, take. Don't give nobody nothing. And the subconscious brain, again, if it's not in harmony with the conscious brain, you do not have one mind. You are double-minded. And the Bible says that a double-minded man will not receive anything. So the only reason that your life is not successful is because your conscious brain and your subconscious brain is not on the same page. So when the subconscious brain and the conscious brain are in conflict, there is no willpower. You got will, but you don't have no power. And then you have power, but you don't have no will. So you are double-minded. Your conscious mind cannot directly overpower your subconscious mind. It doesn't have the power. All it has is will to do something, but it doesn't have the power to do it. So your job, my brother, your job, my sister, is to change the subconscious mind. Oh, now we're getting someone. Because, see, when your will and your imagination are in conflict, because remember, the imagination is the pixels that was established before you was eight inside of the brain, subconscious. The conscious brain has new pixels, but they're not the same as the old pixels. So when there is a conflict, guess who wins? imagination wins every time. But the imagination is subconscious. So the subconscious mind and the conscious mind are in conflict. So the subconscious mind always wins. The subconscious mind always wins. The subconscious mind always wins. Why? The subconscious mind is based upon electricity and chemistry. The conscious mind is based upon bio. It's the operating system that's based upon words. So to change your operating system, you change your words. But how do you take your operating system, how do you take your biology and make it so powerful that it overrides your electricity, therefore it controls your chemistry? So tomorrow we'll break down how to take and control when the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are in conflict. Subconscious mind always wins. So now your job is to take control. So how do you learn how to influence and to control your subconscious mind so that it does not control you? How do you make it your bitch? How? How do you make your subconscious mind your boy? See, your conscious mind is meant to be the master of your subconscious mind. It is meant to exercise control over your subconscious mind. But the conscious mind, we haven't been taught how to take our conscious mind to stimulate the subconscious mind into action and to change its habits and to reverse the negative thinking pattern. We might have talked about it before, that negative habit pattern. So that way you can improve your wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. This negative habit pattern, this involuntary function, how do you change it? Talked about it already, but we need a refresher course. So tomorrow we're going to break down how to change your subconscious mind or your negative habit pattern. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. Hey, don't forget, man, you guys go sign up for the upcoming class on the cerebral spinal fluid, because this is how you change your subconscious mind, by activating, by getting the spinal cord fluid back up to your pineal gland so that way you become enlightened. But how do you do it? Everybody knows that you should do it, but how many people know how to do it? Join me tomorrow. We talk about that. Go sign up at the website, 33.com. Again, the series, I did move the series back to December the 1st. I had about five or six people who were saying that, hey, Doc, I don't get paid till the end of the month. So we moved it back to start December the 1st. Again, please, anybody who makes the payment today or everybody who's already made their payment, you will get a surprise bonus that I'm not going to share. But everybody who has made that payment early today and tomorrow, we'll throw in one more day. So anybody who makes the payment between before Monday the 28th, costs $100, again, to join the seven-hour series and the 200-page book entitled The Cerebral Spinal Fluid. This is liquid God. This is liquid light, liquid sound. This, again, baptizes your body in the River Jordan where Jesus was baptized. We're going to break it down during the series. This will also help you to understand how to do what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and that is rewrite your script so that you are the director and the star in your own movie. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Some people really are still dreaming. They are still dreaming.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MC. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.